This is Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Michael Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date was April 2nd, 2022. Place was Mission Point, Flint. New paragraph patient profile. Mr. Jackson was a 68-year-old male who came from McLaren. New paragraph chief complaint. He presented with shortness of breath and is known to have lung cancer and COPD, period. He also has a seizure history and hypertension, period. New paragraph, history of present illness. Mr. Jackson has a long-standing history of smoking and had recently been diagnosed on biopsy to have lung cancer, period. From the records from the hospital, it's not clear what type he had because they keep writing non-squamous cell carcinoma, and I'm not clear what they mean by that, period. He hasn't had full staging by oncology, according to the notes from McLaren, period. There was a non-productive cough, period. There are also significant chest pain, period. He reports especially of chest pain in the left upper chest, moderate to severe, intense, non-radiating, period. He denies any back pain or abdominal pain or arthralgias, period. He does have a history of above-knee amputation of the left lower limb due to gangrene, period. He has a history of hypertension, but that appears to control at the present time, period. There's no associated chest pain or headaches, period. A chest X-ray showed a lung mass, which was previously known, period. He was put on a nitroglycerin drip in the hospital. And admitted to the staff service, period. The dyspnea on admission was fairly severe. And the date he presented to McLaren was March 25th, 2022, period. He denies recent seizures, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills. I denies complaints, ENT. Denies sore throat, earache, or hoarseness. Respiratory, some dyspnea intermittently, but not too bad at the present time. Some cough, denies sputum. Cardiovascular, no, and yeah, he does have chest pain in the left upper chest. And in the left side of the neck. No palpitations, no mild edema. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria, musculoskeletal. No acute arthralgias, and he has a left above knee amputation. Skin, no major rash or itch. Hematologic, no bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history, positive for COPD, seizures, left lower extremity above knee amputation. Hypertension, carcinoma of the lung. New paragraph, family history. Father had lung cancer and mother had breast cancer, period. He has a sister with coronary artery disease. New paragraph, social history. He smoked a pack a day for 40 years. He does have minimal alcohol use. There is a report of cocaine usage in the past and marijuana usage, period. He apparently was staying at a shelter home, period. New paragraph, medications, Norco 10-325, 1 every 8 hours, PRN, morphine, 10 milligrams liquid every 4 hours, PRN, for pain or dyspnea, lorazepam, 0.5 milligrams every 2 hours, PRN, for anxiety. Metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, levetiracetam 500 milligrams twice a day, Voltaren gel 1% to the neck and left neck and shoulder area 4 times a day. For for pain. Symbicort 80-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Pro-RHFA, 2 puffs every 6 hours as needed. Nipiragraf allergies, amoxicillin. Nipiragraf examination. He was alert, not distressed at the present time, somewhat debilitated. Blood pressure 136 already, pulse 79, respiratory 20, blood pressure 136 over 80, head and neck, pupils equal and reactor light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraocular movements are normal. He was normal inspection, hearing was adequate. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyroid. Change it. Neck is supple, period. There is a mass-like lesion on the left side of the neck, laterally, period. It's near the angle of the jaw, period. No thyromegaly. There was tenderness on the left side of the neck. Oral mucosa normal. Lungs had diminished breath sounds, especially the left upper lung, period. No wheezing, no crackles, no accessory muscles for breathing, period. Chest wall, there's tenderness and palpating the left chest wall, period. Cardiovascular, normal SMS2, no gout, no murmur. Slight edema of the left lower extremity. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS cranial goes to normal, sensation intact, he's oriented with normal affect. He can move his three limbs. Musculoskeletal, there's the left lower extremity above the amputation period, the sight looks good period. Dry gangrene of the right foot. Sensation grossly intact on the right side, but not on the shin, but not over the toes. Skin, no acute rash other than the, and there's a gang, this change as mentioned. The paragraph assessment of plan one, Mr. Jackson has had shortness of breath and has underlying COPD period. We'll continue the Symbicort inhaler and albuterol as needed period. Two, he has recently been diagnosed with non-squamous cell carcinoma period. I understand that he is a hospice patient, period. Three, he had hepatitis C virus infection, period. Antibody was positive on screen in the hospital, period. There's a necrodenic target lesion on the right lower lobe of the living liver, period. It's likely that he has metastases to the liver and to the lymph nodes and lung, period. The cancer was poorly differentiated on the pathology view, and it appears that it's likely an adenocarcinoma, period. Oncology has followed, and originally there's a plan for chemotherapy, but I understand that he's under hospice care, period. Four, he has a seizure history, and I'll continue Keppra 500 milligrams BID. Five, there's a diagnosis of hypertension, which is stable, period. Six, he comes with a diagnosis of diabetes mellitus and has been put and metformin 500 milligrams twice a day, period. He's on Voltaren gel to left neck and shoulder for pain, period. I will follow him at admission point, period. I understand that he's a McLaren hospice patient also, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.